This is the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show, the mother of all Elvis radio shows, brought to you in association with the Elvis Files, the mother of all Elvis books and magazines.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper. She hurt me bad, Lord, but not for long. There's just one that I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she cried.
Go, Susan, when she tried. Oh, Susan always tries, and she's tried and succeeded in starting us off in hour number two. That was requested by Scott Macias. I hope I pronounced your surname right, Scott. But there you go, Susan, when she tried, the unused master from the Young'un sessions, as you wanted to hear there. Indeed, indeed. Yes, hour number two, we're underway, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what were we going to talk about? There was something I was going to bring. Oh yeah, Nat, yes. The photograph of the Million Dollar Quartet session I put up on the news item, found the article that was from 2 years ago, where the Country Music Nation magazine was praising John Carter Cash for releasing this rare piece of history with this photograph. So, yeah, very wrong. If you haven't seen the picture, you can see it on the main website.
Go on, I've seen it now. You send it to me. Yeah,
It's
some photo.
It's absolutely some photo. It's not a real photograph, but it's some photograph.
No, I wonder what W.S. Holland thought about it. Because like I said before, really nice man. He was there. He was there playing drums for Jerry Lee Lewis for a Matchbox.
Carl Perkins. Huh? Carl Perkins.
Okay, Jerry Lee Lewis was there.
Jerry Lewis was there. Jerry Lewis was also there because he was hired by Carl.
Right.
He was paid $15 to play piano on that session.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for $15. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice man. He tells that story that he was there. He says he was just off out of the picture, you know, and I believe him, but whoever did this, it doesn't help his story.
No, it doesn't. It would be great if, because you said you were going to try and get hold of him and see if he knows that photograph, or even if he confirms it's real.
Yeah, that would be terrible. You know, I almost don't want to know. You know, like I said, he was a nice guy, and
yeah,
I don't know if John Carter, is that what it is? John Carter Cash?
John Carter Cash,
if,
yeah.
If he had it made up or he found it and didn't realize that it was fake. I mean, but you cannot, how can you look at that and not know it's fake?
Exactly. I mean, nobody can, nobody with a straight face could sit there and go, it looks perfectly real to me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
And then you went out and found the original.
The got the original photograph there. I've been trying to find a better quality picture of it, but I can't find a better quality picture. But it, either way, no matter how good a quality it is, it's still, I mean, everything's exactly the same. The tie's the same. It only looks, what it looks like to me is they've like elongated the picture a little bit, because it doesn't look quite the same as the original picture, but you can tell it is from that exact picture. But somebody's moved it a bit, you know?
There's so many ways to tell it's not true, because we were looking at it, and I noticed that there, with the photo that everybody knows, there's like tile in the back of them, and you can see in the one photo, there's like three tiles. If you look at the other photo with Holland in it, you can see that there's two, there two of them are gone.
Yeah, exactly. And also, no, so in the real photograph, without Holland in it, the original photograph, you can see Jerry Lee Lewis's hands.
Yeah.
But in the picture that is supposed to be the uncut picture, you can't see his hands. So if it was cut, you wouldn't still wouldn't be able to see Jerry Lewis's hands. So again, it just shows that whoever's done it is a bit of an idiot.
I'm trying to find where they used that. Have you found it? You found the magazine article?
Yeah, it's in a publication called the Country Music Nation.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, check that out. It was from 2018, written by Jennifer Ryko. Wow. So there you go. Country Music Nation. Go check that out.
Cool.
Right. Okay. What's our next request then, Joe?
Lily Gray says, hi, Lee and Joe. Fantastic shows as usual. I just have to say something in regards to the listener who wrote in about Elvis committing suicide and nobody could have heart disease and clogged arteries in just 42 years. Yeah, right. I can show you people that have that.
Hey, absolutely.
You worked in a hospital. I worked in a hospital. It happens.
Yeah.
I honestly had to listen to what you read out twice just to make sure I was hearing things correctly. But it was the way he was having a go at anyone who thought differently to him was really rather bizarre. The Elvis world really is a strange and varied place, isn't it? The song I am requesting has a very apt title, For the Heart, New Splice Tape. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. Here we go then, For the Heart. Had a dream about you, baby. Had a dream about me and you. Had a dream and I woke up crying. But I'm rolling, just can't rock. And the time's dragging by, tick-tock. For the heart that just can't love the one but you. Well, I'm high and dry and lonely. I'm as lonely as can be. And I stare out of my window. Well, I can play, but I just for the heart, splice take, and they enjoyed that. Superb. Yeah, I had a couple of comments come in from people regarding that email about
the heart,
and nobody could have that much damage in just 42 years, and it was obvious Elvis committed suicide, and it was like, what?
I was, you know, for the heart, you know, that's funny, but I was trying to think of other songs. It's not Elvis songs, but about Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Achy Breaky Heart. I'm trying to think of another one.
Yeah.
My Heart Belongs to You.
Yeah, there you go.
After You Have to Give It Up. Let me see. Come on, people, right in.
There you go. Give us a top 10.
Doesn't have to be Elvis. Doesn't have to be Elvis.
There you go.
Okay.
Excellent
stuff. Let me go.
Yeah, go for it.
Marty Whelan writes and says, "Hi, Lee and Joe. Can you play Elvis? I've Got to Find My Baby." All the best, Joe and Lee, from Marty from Dublin.
I'll tell you what, Martin, we're going to play that. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to go straight into three songs back to back from the movies as well. So enjoy.
I gotta find my baby. I wonder where can she be, if anybody's seen her. Send her back to me, she left me here all alone. And I ain't had no loving. Hey, 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 since my baby's been gone, my baby's gone. Searching all night long, 'cause I ain't had no loving. Hey, 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 since my baby's been gone, my baby's gone.
You're listening to Elvis Express Radio, the best thing to happen to Elvis fans since Elvis himself.
Gotta do some living, got the wanderlust. Better clear the highway, 'cause I'm gonna move some dust. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heel, and I gotta keep rolling. Lots of pretty dollies try to fence me in, but I love them and leave them, 'cause the tumbleweed's my kin. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heel, and I gotta keep rolling, rolling along. Why do I keep moving, never settling down? Can it be I'm looking for a dream I haven't found? Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heel, and I gotta keep it rolling, rolling along. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heel, and I gotta keep it rolling, rolling along. When a motor's warm and she's purring sweet, buddy, let me warn ya, you're on a one-way street. She'll crowd your clothes, spin your wheels, then you're gonna know how it feels to spin out, yeah, spin out. Better watch those curves, never let her steer. If she can shake your nerves, boy, then she can strip your gears. She'll get your heart going fast, then she'll let you run out of gas. So spin out, yeah,
spread out. Really score. Never saw parts move or like that before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spread out. Spread out. Never saw parts move like that before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spread out. Hey, 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 hey. Let's spread out. Let me hear you spread out. Take your time, hold some steel, a whole lot of sweat, set up wheels on the speedway. Wagon down, pistons pound, millennial engine ripping the ground on the speedway. Go for the money and lead the pack, push the throttle and burn the track. Spin, hit the brakes, and your little girl shivers and shakes on the speedway. Clear the way, coming through, a kiss from your baby is pushing you on the speedway. Go for the money and lead the pack, push the throttle and burn the crack. Curve and swirl like you're doing a dance.
There you go. On a speedway. Love it. All three of those songs there that came after I Gotta Find My Baby all were engine related. We had Wheels on My Heels for Dave Whittaker. We had Spin Out for Max Ticotin. Sorry about that. And Speedway for Philip in Bootle, Liverpool, here in the UK. So there you go. Yeah, I do work on these songs, you know. I try and put them in patterns. In fact, we've got some songs coming up a little bit later on.
I did some work.
Oh, really?
I've got to find my baby. Don't you think the audio sound of Elvis's voice is crappy in that song?
It is.
Compared to the background?
Yeah, it's poorly mixed.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Very bad.
Very bad mastering job on that. There's a few songs like that that I've always found that the mastering from the original masters were terrible.
Well, what's wrong with them? I mean, they couldn't hear that?
I mean, come on now.
That's awful sounding.
I know. They say there are a few like that. There's a couple. I can't think. I say there's a few. I can't even think of one right now.
But see, you're hanging out with me too much.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Viva Las Vegas has always bugged me. The beginning of Viva Las Vegas, the opening, the intro music of Viva Las Vegas start, and then it goes really loud. It starts off, goes loud again, and it's just like, where's the mixing going? Where's, are you not doing your job properly? And it's never been sorted out.
Yeah.
Well, it's never been fixed.
I can't remember it right off the bat, so I'm taking your word for it.
You'll hear it one week.
Sure.
I guarantee it. Just on a little bit of news regarding the Elvis releases, etc., there's a new release coming out from the, you know, these companies that something that release like 100 copies or 200 copies of an album,
right?
And they do different right. vinyls and different colored vinyl and all this. Well, there's a new 7 CD limited edition set coming out of 300, and it's Elvis December 76, and it's 7 discs. And each one is containing all the shows from December of 76, or most of them. December the 7th starts off in Vegas. December 12th in Vegas. December 20th, I think that is, or 28th, I think, in Dallas, Texas. 29th in Birmingham. And then 31st at the Pittsburgh, obviously the New Year's Eve show, 76. I've no idea how much they're going to be seeking for this one, but something tells me it's going to be a fortune. Just oh, and it's,
send it to me so I can see it after.
Yeah, I'd say that I've just found one guy that's selling it actually. He said for €59. So I know what that is. I'm no good with euros. I'm used to real money.
Boy, that's just asking for a fight. My goodness. I'm getting out of the way for that one. Remember who said that? It wasn't Joe Crying at Hound Dog. It was the other guy.
That's right, yeah.
I'm Hot Dog Joe. I'm sorry.
You're Hound Dog. Hot Dog Joe. You know, Tony's that's Hound right. Dog Tony. He's our news hound dog, isn't he? So,
you've completely forgot.
It's gone now. Anyway, that's coming out.
that's a way to cover it. There you go.
There you go. Swiftly moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Grant Bench says, hi, Lee and Joe. Thanks for the brightness of last week's show and this crazy world we are now living in. It is so hard to believe what is happening. So thanks for me. Smile. I smile too, actually.
It's a pleasure, yes.
Yeah. I really enjoyed hearing your memories of first seeing Graceland. I will never forget my first look and tour. I had dreamed of visiting Graceland for such a long time. Then to be standing there is something so special. My first visit was in 1993, and I can remember every detail.
Yeah.
I did have a chuckle when you talked about not being allowed to take part in the Mike Freeman's bus quiz. This also, I laughed through about that later after the show. Yeah. I about that. This also happened to me on my bus ride with him. I first met Mike in 1993, and we have been friends ever since. You know, I always meant to interview him.
Well, you always can.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a hold of him. I was lucky enough to visit with Mike when he owned Elvis's home on Audubon Drive, and being in that home was simply incredible.
Yeah.
I do hope that one day this home is again available for fans to visit. I think it will be. Have a great show, my friends, and best wishes to all of the EER family. Always for Elvis, your buddy Grant. And Grant wants to hear Separate Ways from the FDD release Elvis on Tour, The Rehearsals.
This time, Lord, you gave me a mountain. I see a change is coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistake. we're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share, times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways, pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find. Not together, the tears that she will cry, I have to say goodbye, tear at my heart for her. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways, pick up all the pieces left behind us, and maybe someday, another love will find us. Oh, 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 oh.
Beautiful stuff there, beautiful stuff. Separate ways from the Elvis on tour rehearsals. Grant was saying about went to Audubon Drive. I know you went there as well, didn't you, Joe?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go there?
No, I wasn't able to go to Audubon, no.
Oh, wow, I done something you didn't do.
It was closed.
Really?
When I was there, it was closed.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky. I mean, it was a private tour. We went with obviously Mike took us in there. It was only me and Lana, and it was amazing to be in there. And you know, he'd gone back through the wallpapers.
Right, and you told me this.
Fortunately, yeah. They hadn't. Whoever had taken over the house hadn't stripped all the wallpaper. They wallpapered over it, and he was able to salvage some of the original wallpaper that Elvis had up there, and it's got like music notes and
yeah,
unbelievable.
And you tell me that, that's incredible.
It
yeah.
is beautiful stuff, and
I hope it's not gone.
Well, what it got burnt down, didn't it?
No, it's not all gone in the inside, is it? I mean, I've seen pictures of it. It's not completely gone.
Is it
not? It's not gutted.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's gutted. I'm sure Tony's been there many times. He could let us know.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know about after the fire, but what do you think? When you said that it opened again, I said it will open again. What do you think about the inside all being redone over again? Is it going to give you the same feeling like you walk into Graceland, because you know it's all been redone. And I mean, what do you? How do you feel that way?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was kind of like that anyway. Because I mean, the kitchen amazingly hadn't been changed since Elvis had it redone. It was still the original kitchen, because obviously Mike had photo albums in each room with photographs taken by Albert Wertheimer and family photographs. And you could see there's a picture of Gladys standing in the kitchen, and you've got you can see her standing right by that particular cupboard, you know. Okay. It's all still there, or was all still there.
Yeah, that's just it. That's what I'm saying.
But some of it is, he'd done a great job in trying to recreate.
Replace for it, yeah.
And there's photographs of Elvis when he tried on his the gold lamé suit. There's a picture of him standing by the fireplace. That was in Audubon Drive.
Wow,
Fireplace is still there. And on the wall were some, like, wall hangings and stuff. They're not the original, but Mike was able to find these same wall hangings.
Replacements,
Put them on there. And, he was slowly getting it done to where it was going to look as near as damn it to when Elvis was there. And, of course, unfortunately, because of the marriage, the divorce and everything, he had to sell the home.
That had to hurt.
It must have broken his heart.
Yeah.
It must have broken his heart.
Every time they show a picture of Elvis in that bed, I always wonder, what has he got, like a single bed with no bedboard or no footboard?
Well, I mean, walking in that room.
Yeah.
Walking into that room and... To know that picture there of Elvis like laying there with his on the telephone and
yeah, God,
it was so eerie. And there's another there's like a small there was like a small cupboard area and in the hallway, and there's a picture of Elvis on the telephone with no top on,
right?
And
right.
Yeah. Again, Mike had found a telephone from that era in that same telephone sitting on the same piece of wood, because that hadn't been changed either. It's amazing how much had not changed inside that home. And you could just
wonder whoever got it after that, did they purposely try not to change it?
I just don't know. Maybe they couldn't afford to get anything changed. And you know,
well, see, that's my question. You walked in there and you were blown away. You felt that feeling.
Oh yeah.
If you walked in there again because it was all replaced, would you still have that feeling?
No. If it was all replaced, and it would be very hard to get all the kitchen exactly the same, and you know, it wouldn't be the same because it obviously wouldn't be there. If it's still there, and hopefully it is, and the fire wasn't too bad. I'm not sure. Right. I can't remember. But let us know, anybody that knows. I'll tell you one thing that annoys me as well is, just going to play, this is just over a minute long. Just have a listen to this.
Well, when they say, marching in, go marching in.
Well, when they say, go marching in.
Oh, Lord, I want
to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Will I have a loving mother to walk and talk with me? No, I have no mother. What pleasure do I see? When the saints marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints
go marching in,
go marching in. Well, Lord,
I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in. When the sun refused to shine, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the sun refused to shine, well, when the saints go marching in, well, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
that is the only recording released by anyone. It was released by FTD, recorded at Audubon Drive in the pool house. And again, when I visited there, Mike opened the door and showed me that the pool house was just a junk area. It was just being stored. But it still had some of the original soundproof tiles on the wall. And I so wanted to steal one. I so wanted to take one.
Yeah.
But they've got to have more. I mean, the quality of that is so amazing.
Well, one good thing about it, there's people that can really clean things and
but that is
restore
so good.
Things. And
that recording is so clear, so good as for a home recording in a pool house. You know, I can't believe they haven't released any more from there. December of 1956, that was recorded.
It can't be just the only one.
It can't be. No, I mean, Elvis is in great spirits there. He's having a right old, really singing like a hillbilly there, isn't he? just fantastic. And I'd love them to release more from the Audubon Drive. Of course I would. They must have more. They must. Unless I'm wrong. No. But I can't see it. I can't see how I'm wrong. I refuse to believe I'm wrong, Joe.
Oh, you never do. You never believe.
All right, then. Should we have some more songs?
That sounds good to me.
It certainly does. We're going to have three songs back to back. We're going to have some loving from Elvis, or a little bit of heartbreak even. We'll see.
There was a man alone. Who lost his love to his indifference? A heart that cared, that went unchecked until. Takes him down while life goes on around him everywhere. He's playing solitaire, and keeping to himself begins to feel. And still, the king of hearts is well concealed. Another losing game comes to an end and deals him out again. A little hope goes up in smoke. Just how him everywhere. playing solitaire and keeping to himself begins to deal, and still the king of hearts is well concealed. Another losing game comes to an end, and deals them out again. And solitaire's the only game in town, and every road that takes him down. While life goes on around him everywhere, he's playing solitaire. The Sandman comes to my house late each night, and it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Oh, the great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm the one who'll fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone with myself sympathy. Can you hear me say? I love me.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. Just for me, you set my spirits free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once the page is read, all but love is. This is my dream. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me in the night. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me,
beautiful stuff. Absolutely beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who asked for those? I'll let you know, shall I? We had Solitaire, splice take for Naheem McNamara. Then we had a splice take of If I Were You for Tyler Green. And take five of And I Love You So for James Goth.
Lovely. Cool.
Now, Joe, you found a couple of images of Audubon Drive. I know. I don't think the top one's from after the fire.
No. That's during a tour. Yeah. That's the wallpaper you were talking
about. That's right. Absolutely unbelievable. But the second photo you sent looks like it's been the fire. It doesn't look like maybe the kitchen was touched.
No, there's another photo of the kitchen. Is that the kitchen should be in back of the fireman?
No, it should be. Because if you look in the right-hand side of the photograph, you can just see the hob. There's a cooker there.
So we don't really know how bad it is. I mean, maybe one section of the house is totaled or something like that. But, you know, wasn't it basically a museum? I mean, if I owned that, I would have had hidden sprinklers put in or something.
Well, it would have been a museum once it was kind of completed, but it got bought by the Memphis School of Music or something, isn't it?
Right, but they didn't even want to show it unless you got a hold of them and they'd show it.
Yeah, I mean...
They didn't open it to the public.
No, and now, because it was originally sold on eBay, and it was won by a guy called Larry Geller. Uri Geller.
Yeah. Uri Geller, yeah.
Of course, everyone knows Uri Geller.
Yeah, Spoonbender.
That's right, yeah. Huge yeah. fan of Elvis, loves Elvis so much. And I still kind of like to say it was wrong the way the sale went. He won the highest bid of, I think, just over $1 million.
Yeah.
And...
Wasn't it taken away from him?
Yeah, it was taken away from him and given to the Memphis University as the winners.
Yeah. Why? We have no idea.
Exactly. He started legal proceedings, but I don't know what happened to the end of that.
What we see with that one photo, it looks like some things can be saved.
Yeah, it doesn't look to be beyond repair, I hope.
But we're only seeing
one photograph.
Not seeing the whole thing. Yeah.
One photograph with some firemen in it now.
Tony, have you been there and taken some photographs? We'd like to see them.
Yeah. Let us know if you've been in there and you know exactly what's going on. If not, then don't let us know, because
that's right.
You won't know.
And keep it to yourself then.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. We're coming up nearly to the end of our second hour, Joe.
Wow.
It's crazy stuff.
Hard to believe.
It is. Before we go anywhere, the 50-year celebration of Elvis, That's the Way It Is, the movie that was going to be re-shown at the cinemas around the world. I don't know about the rest of the world, but apparently the rescheduled airing for the UK is going to be August the 13th.
Wow, I'm surprised they're doing that.
So am I. Now, whether that's globally on that date, I don't know. I'm trying to find out. But that's even if it does go ahead on August 13th.
Right.
You know, we don't know if all this is going to be over and done with by August. Hopefully it is.
Yeah, right.
My word,
yeah.
Please let it be. But at the moment, it's penciled in as August the 13th, which is great, because it gives a chance to go and see it. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. And also there was something else I was going to, oh yes, that's it. And also, all the while that Graceland is shut due to the COVID-19 virus, for the entire time it's shut, and while this is all going on at night, the house will be lit up as red, white and blue.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
There you go. That'll be nice. So if you did go to, you spent in Memphis, your first time visiting Graceland, and you can't go in, don't matter. You see a pretty colour.
Yeah. It kills me to think that it's not being shown. That.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, nobody can. Even if it was open, nobody could really go and see it, because, you know, you can't travel anywhere.
Right, it's true. You can't have more than a how. You know, I always thought that you got to be 6 feet away. What do you do about inside a car?
Well, you're not supposed to mix with anybody that you don't live with. It's like.
But still, I mean, my wife and daughter works in the hospital. I'm surprised they didn't make me go live in an apartment.
Well,
or
yeah,
something.
I mean that's an argument. I mean my daughter's partner, he works in the emergency room. And he goes home to my daughter and Oscar, you know.
Yeah, it's scary.
He says he's terrified to come home. But, I mean, the good thing is they are very well.
Yes, yeah. They got to know.
Suited up.
You know, when Darcy comes home scared to death, and so does Aaron every night. But I said, Darcy, you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, everything's going to be cool. So
do what you're told. Obey the rules. As long as you're listening to
That's
someone
right.
knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Obey the rules. Take your time. Do things. You know, just be careful, and
yeah.
we'll all get through yeah. it.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say for us because we no longer do it. But I guess I hear the emergency rooms has been nuts for weeks now.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I've always said, you know, I mean, you work in the emergency room, you always say 80% of all the people that sit in an emergency room don't need to be there.
Well, they're not doing that. They won't let you go in and do that anymore.
No, they're not
while
here
this
anymore.
Is going on, yeah.
But before it came up where you couldn't do it, A&E up in our trauma center up here was empty every night. And it just went to prove that most people who go to these emergency rooms don't actually need to be there. They can just wait to go to the doctor the next morning.
That's right. A kid has the sniffles and...
Yeah,
I want them taken care of.
That's it.
You know?
There you go.
Okay. He has a fever. Did you give him any Tylenol? No. Okay, Carol and Brenda says, hi, Lee and Joe. Thank you for another great show last week and for including our request. We enjoyed hearing you both reminiscing about your past visits to Graceland. Such a wonderful and happy memories for you both. How lucky we are to have been to that magical place on the numerous occasions and have our own treasured memories too.
Yeah, you do. Whoa.
We're not surprised that Graceland has suspended its tours due to the coronavirus. Every measure to keep people safe.
Yeah.
You were talking about the iconic stage wearer book. When we got our copy at Graceland, it cost $30. It's really a great book, as we love the jumpsuits. I think I'm going to track that down and buy it.
Yeah, you won't regret it. It's a good book.
Cool. Have a good show, my boys. Keep TCB and Elvis. And Elvis rocking forever. Love from Carol and Brenda. No more kisses. Elbow. I just caught that. No more kisses. I'm surprised you didn't say, now stand 6 feet away from your monitor.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Elbow.
No more
elbow.
Kisses. Elbow to elbow, foot tap to the left, foot tap to the right. And everyone take extra care and keep washing those hands. They want to hear there's always me.
And we'll play that. Join us in part three after this.
That was good.
When the evening shadows fall and you're wondering who to call for a little company, there's always me. If your great romance should end and you're lonesome for a friend, darling, you'd need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow playing second fiddle now. Someday you want me, dear, and when that day is here, other loves may come and go, but my love for you will be eternal.
You're listening to the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show in association with the Elvis Files.